The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 28, text number 21, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Hathikari, recorded on April 22nd, 2007, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 28, text number 21.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Katam nudarakadina. Darakir vaparayana. Vartishyante mai gote. Binnanava ivodadhau.
King Bharanjana continued worrying, after I pass from this world, how will my sons and daughters, who are now fully dependent on me, live and continue their lives? Their position will be similar to that of passengers aboard a ship wrecked in the midst of the ocean. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. At the time of death, every living entity worries about what will happen to his wife and children. Similarly, a politician also worries about what will happen to his country or his political party. Unless one is fully Krishna conscious, he has to accept a body in the next life according to his particular state of consciousness. Since Paranjana is thinking of his wife and children, and is overly engrossed in thoughts of his wife, he will accept the body of a woman. Similarly, a politician or so-called nationalist who is inordinately attached to the land of his birth will certainly be reborn in the same land after ending his political career. One's next life will also be affected by the acts one performs during this life. Sometimes politicians act most sinfully for their own sense gratification. It is not unusual for a politician to kill the opposing party. Even though a politician may be allowed to take birth in his so-called homeland, he still has to undergo suffering due to his sinful activities in his previous life. This science of transmigration is completely unknown to modern scientists. So-called scientists do not like to bother with these things, because if they would at all consider this subtle subject matter and the problems of life, they would see that their future is very dark. Thus they try to avoid considering the future and continue committing all kinds of sinful activities in the name of social, political, and national necessity.
Om Agyanatimarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yenabhutale Svayam Rupakadam Hayam Dadati Svapadantikam.
So, this Krishna consciousness movement is the prime benediction for the humanity at large. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for the suffering humanity. At the present moment, being misguided by unenlightened leaders, the entire planet Earth is cast into ever increasingly chaotic situations. Where are there such leaders as Maharaj Yudhishthira and Parikshit Maharaj to clearly establish Dharma? Where are there such acharyas now, present now on this planet like Srila
Prabhupada,
who can clearly establish what is Dharma, so that everyone can know the difference between Dharma and Adharma? The whole world is crying for because of the lack of such powerful acharyas and enlightened leaders. Therefore, chaotic situations are manifesting everywhere throughout the entire planet. There is a need now that we carefully read and understand the purports of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. If we carefully read, understand, and follow the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, then all the chaos on this planet Earth can become solved. The chaos will come to an end. The happy days of Bhagavad Dharma will become re-established. The entire planet Earth will become immersed in Krishna consciousness. And everyone will have the opportunity to go back to home, back to Godhead. To get out of the miserable cycle of birth and death. Our biggest foolishness is that we still think there's some happiness in this eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The fact is, there is no happiness in this eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But everybody in the world thinks there is, you see. They think if I have a nice arrangement for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, then I can be happy. But the animals, they also have nice arrangement for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Have you not seen the bird? He builds a very nice nest in the tree. And then in the morning he goes flying off in search of the worms, while the mother bird sits in the nest with the little baby, the eggs. And he brings the worms back to the nest. So human life is meant more than just building a nest and collecting worms.
Поэтому человеческая жизнь — это нечто большее, чем создание гнезда и
But that's all we've really accomplished in the modern day human society. Everybody has built their nest. And they are collecting worms to feed their family members. That's all. A bird can be happy doing that. Because that is the business of a bird. He is meant to build a nest and collect worms. But if a human being only builds a nest and collects worms, he cannot be satisfied. Because by the arrangement of God, he has a higher duty. This is mentioned in the Vedanta Sutra. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that you have this human form, you must utilize it to awaken your dormant enlightened consciousness. You must realize that you're not your body. That you're an eternal spiritual being. That you're the eternal servant of Krishna. And you must become perfect in pure devotion to Krishna. This is what the human being's duty is. Not just the members of ISKCON. Every single human being throughout the universe has this duty to become a pure devotee of Krishna. What is the proof? It is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivera svarupa hoy Krishnera nitya das. The constitutional position of every single living being is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So if you want to be happy, if you want to be free, if you want to be peaceful, then you must come to the position of being the devotee of Krishna. Who is Krishna? Who is Krishna? Krishna is God. He is the same God we read about in the Bible and the Holy Quran. He is the Supreme Father of all living beings. The Bible and the Quran talk about the Father in heaven. They say that he is great. But how great he is, that they do not say. If you want to know how great is God, you must read the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because then you will learn how great is God. So, by regularly studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, all that is inauspicious within the heart becomes destroyed almost to nil. And thus loving service unto that transcendent Lord who is praised with transcendental hymns, who is praised with transcendental hymns, songs becomes, and thus loving service unto that Lord becomes established as an irrevocable fact, which means, you know what irrevocable means? Cannot change it. Solid. So the Bhagavatam says by regularly attending the Bhagavatam class, you see. You will become perfect. This is why Prabhupada said that all the initiated disciples must attend the Bhagavatam class. And so if someone lives at a distance and they can't get to the temple before they leave for work, then they should study the Bhagavatam at home. If they are free, if on Saturday and Sunday on the weekend they don't have to go to work, then all the initiated devotees should come to the temple for the morning Bhagavatam class. If we neglect this principle of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, we will find great difficulty on the path of self-realization. And if we can regularly study the Bhagavatam, we will find that our Krishna consciousness becomes very easy. That our lives are full of bliss. Our lives become filled up with bliss, free from anxiety. So it's up to you. Do you want a life full of bliss? Or do you want a life full of anxiety? We have our choice. If we follow the teachings of Srila Prabhupada as strictly as possible, then our lives will be filled up with bliss. And if we neglect Srila Prabhupada's instructions, our lives will be filled up with misery. So we have a choice. We can do either one. We can follow the pathway of Krishna consciousness, or we can neglect that pathway. Krishna does not force us to come back. Sometimes my students write me and they say, Gurudev, what is this? Why Krishna doesn't just force everyone to come back to Godhead? If he's all powerful and he's all merciful, then why doesn't he just force everyone to come back to Godhead? Force everyone to become a pure devotee. So what do you think? Is that a good idea? That Krishna can just force everyone to be a pure devotee? What's wrong with that idea? There wouldn't be any more demons. Everybody would be a devotee. Why is it a bad idea? You're shaking your head no, Srivatsa. What is wrong with Krishna forcing everyone to become a pure devotee?
Love must come from free will.
That's right. If Krishna forced everyone, then we wouldn't even be persons anymore. We'd just be robots.
заставил бы всех, мы бы перестали быть личностью, мы бы стали роботом.
And Krishna would be all alone. He wouldn't have anybody to associate with. Krishna would not be happy if he was surrounded by robots in the spiritual world. Krishna wants persons that he can have loving relationship with. And that love has to be by free choice, otherwise it cannot exist. So this material world is actually the mercy of Krishna. It's a place for those who misuse their free will. So they can realize, I really made a mistake by not loving Krishna. So now let me get over this disease of not loving Krishna and get back to my healthy state of loving Krishna. Krishna is the supreme doctor. And the worst cancer of all is to not love Krishna. So Krishna gives the medicine which will cure this disease of not loving Krishna. Golokera Hadi Nama, Golokera Prema Dhana Hadi Nama Sankirtana. You see, this is the medicine. The Hare Krishna mantra, it descends to this world from Goloka Vrindavan. It is bestowing prema dhana, the wealth of love. Love of God. The greatest wealth is love of God. Prema dhana. And that comes in the form of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if we will chant these wonderful names of Krishna, then we will develop our love for Krishna, it will become reawakened. Why do I say reawakened? Because you already have love for Krishna. Every single living entity throughout the totality of existence already has pure love for Krishna within his heart. It is simply covered by the clouds. Just like today in Tallinn, it is cloudy day. So my question is the sun shining or is the sun not shining? Everyone understands the sun is shining, right?
Yeah.
The sun is not covered by the clouds. We are covered by the clouds. Therefore, we cannot see how the sun is shining. So, in the same way, we are covered by the cloud of Maya. The Krishna sun is brilliantly shining, illuminating all of existence. But we are covered by the cloud of illusion. So by this chanting process, Hare Krishna mantra, then the clouds will be pushed away. And we will directly see Krishna standing in front of us. That was a personal instruction I got from Prabhupada.
личное наставление, которое я получил от Прабхупады.
He told me in a letter. He said, "Now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face."
Теперь ты квалифицируй себя, чтобы увидеть Кришну лицом к лицу.
That's an order from the spiritual master to the disciple.
Это приказ от духовного учителя к ученику.
So is that an optional thing that my guru gave me an order and I can think, well, maybe I'll do that, maybe I won't? When your spiritual master gives you an order, do you have to do it or is it optional? What is the answer? Do you have to do it or is it optional? You have to do it, that's right. Of course, accepting a guru is optional. You can be Krishna conscious or you can be in Maya. Krishna gives you the choice. But if you want to be Krishna conscious, what does Rupa Goswami say? Adau Gurashvrayam. The very first principle for becoming Krishna conscious is to take shelter of a spiritual master. This is stated by Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So, if one follows the advice of Rupa Goswami, and he takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, then it is obligatory, or it's obligatory that whatever instructions he receives from the spiritual master, he must follow them. So Srila Prabhupada has ordered me to qualify myself to see Krishna face to face. So how will I do that? How does one qualify oneself to see Krishna face to face? Can you do so by brute force? Can you force your way into the kingdom of God like Durvasa Muni, trying to have the darshan by mystic power? Some people, one devotee told me when he was a student in the school, the teacher wanted to prove to all the students that there is no God. So the teacher taught the students to say to God, God, if you were there, then show us a sign.
Боже, если ты там, покажи нам знак.
A thunderbolt or something. Show us that you exist and then we'll believe in you. And then they didn't see any sign from God.
И они не видели никаких знаков от Бога.
So God is not obliged to appear upon your demand. Just like someone may say, I don't believe that there's what is your government here? You have a prime minister here in Estonia? Yeah. I don't accept that there's a prime minister in that Estonia has a prime minister. But if the prime minister will come here today to my house, then I'll accept that there is a prime minister. And if the prime minister doesn't come, then I know there is no prime minister. So that would be a ridiculous argument. Since when is the prime minister obliged to come to your house?
пор премьер-министр обязан приходить к вам домой.
You see? So how we can say that unless God personally reveals himself to me, that there is no God? God is not obliged to appear upon our demand. If we want to see the Lord, then we must qualify ourselves to see the Lord. By pure devotional service. This is how we will see the Lord. Not by some brute force we can see the Lord. So are there any other questions? Yes.
Махарадж, можем ли мы назвать живые существа, которые находятся в вожделении роботами? Или это что-то другое?
Махарадж, can we say that people who are in lust, they are robots?
Yes. They become like a robot. Of course, no one is robot. But they become like a robot under the dictation of the three modes of material nature. To be a karmi is to be a robot. So if one does not want to be a robot, they should chant Hare Krishna mantra. And then they can become the real human being. Otherwise, they remain under the direction of the modes of material nature as robot.
Material world are controlled by demigods.
Можно ли считать этих высших живых существ, этих живых личностей, высших живых существ, можно ли их считать тоже роботами?
They are controlled by demigods and can.
No, the demigods are controlled by the three modes.
Полубоги контролируются тремя бунами материальными.
Yeah. The demigods are also controlled by the mother nature.
Полубоги тоже контролируются тремя богами.
Нет, но я имел в виду вот те, которые управляют.
There are persons who control three modes. Are there persons?
No. In this material world, everyone is controlled by the three modes.
Все, even Brahma and Shiva.
Of course, there are the three guna avatars. They are the predominating deities of those modes, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. They are the predominating deities of those three modes of nature are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva.
He doesn't understand predominating. You have any small...
Louder?
He does not understand predominating.
Predominating?
Controlling.
The three controllers.
Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu.
Yeah. Yeah, the other demigods are under the controls of those modes.
Остальные полубоги под контролем этих гун.
Просто почему я задал этот вопрос, потому что до каких пор, я имею в виду, когда наставление Кришны идет, когда оно уже начинает терять вот эту вот свободу, когда она уже получает чисто управление. Не свобода действия, а управление. Механическое такое управление. До тех пор, когда мы спускаемся, когда мы приходимся на планету Земля, или еще ниже.
Давайте еще поочередно.
А может, и не стоит тогда углубляться в Кришне? Еще раз говорю, не стоит, может? И вообще, мне интересно.
Просто еще большое. Когда гуны материальной природы начинают влиять на живое существо, когда она попадает в материальный мир или на какие-то определенные планеты?
Не-не, просто был вопрос такой, что можно ли считать тех живых существ, которые находятся под вожделением, роботами? Махарадж сказал, что да, но это как бы еще не роботы, они просто находятся под,
давлением
внутренних, трех гун материальной природы. Я хотел посмотреть дальше. А три гуны, те полубоги, которые управляют тремя гунами, они попадают под эту категорию? Вот. Махарадж говорит, что они как бы управляют. А я хотел вот еще дальше, если подняться, то я понимаю, что воля Кришны, это как бы вот нисходит сюда, через вот эту вот парампуру нисходит сюда. И вот когда она прекращается для меня, как для обусловленного живого существа, что когда я уже ее теряю, вот этот момент, и когда я превращаюсь действительно уже в робота, когда я уже теряю вот эту любовь, когда я теряю вот эту свободу Кришны, все вот это.
То есть как бы он как раз и спрашивает, что здесь как бы получается, когда он теряет вот эту, то есть он как джива, когда он теряет вот эту свободу, любовь к Господу.
Да.
He as a jiva, when does he lose his love to God?
When? How?
As a jiva,
when it becomes lost?
When the jiva becomes lost?
When the love of the jiva becomes lost.
When does he lose love of God?
And when it transforms into lust to other people. No.
What's
when the jiva's love transforms into lust?
Oh, when is the jiva's love transform into lust? When he comes in contact with the material nature.
And what is it contact with material nature?
When does it contact with the material
nature? When?
What?
Yeah. That contact with the material nature is when he misuses his independence.
Контакт – это происходит, когда он неправильно использует свою независимость.
Krishna is unlimitedly independent.
Krishna безгранично независим.
And the jiva is minutely independent.
Jiva менее независима.
Just as a drop of ocean water has the same quality as the entire ocean.
Так же как капля океана имеет такие же качества, как океан.
The tiny jiva possesses the same qualities as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the Supreme Lord is unlimitedly independent, the minute jiva possesses a minute quantity of independence. This means he has the ability to either love Krishna or to leave Krishna. Generally, they do not leave Krishna. After all, who would want to leave Krishna? He's so beautiful. He's so full of love. He's so merciful. His pastimes are so amazing. Who would ever want to leave the pastimes of Krishna to become a sudra here in Talan? But yet, because the living entity has that independence, even if just out of curiosity, he wants to see what it's like on the other side of the Viraja River. The Viraja River is between the spiritual and material world. Even if just out of curiosity, he wants to see what it's like on the other side of the Viraja River.
просто из любопытства посмотреть, что он в другой стороне реки.
That curiosity will kill him.
Это любопытство может убить его.
And he'll be stuck here in the modes of nature.
И он будет тут, и он застрянет тут очень долгое время.
So that contact with the material modes of nature happens when the living entity misuses its independence. He makes the choice that instead of being the servant of the Lord, that he will try to be the Lord. At that moment, he's in contact with not even the slightest delay. As soon as he thinks like that, he's immediately under the clutches of the modes of nature. Entrapped within this material existence.
Кришной, потом после этого как бы находиться в тайне, и шутой пребывать. А вот мне иногда даже такой момент создается, что в духовном мире я как бы являюсь слугой Кришна, господином. И могу ли я ослушаться своего господина? Все-таки слуга должен быть покорным, а в духовном мире нет такого, что мне так кажется, что нет такого, чтобы я ослушался его. А может быть, это все-таки милость Кришны, чтобы якобы, вернее, милость Кришны от того, что Кришна сам не сходит как бы в этот материальный мир, а я как слуга вот иду за ним, и он как бы вот входит, Кришна, в эти все формы, а я как слуга, ну просто теряюсь в этих формах. Я не могу понять, где Кришна, потому что там абсолют, там я вижу Кришну. А здесь он принимает такое многообразие, что я его не вижу и теряюсь, и вообще падаю в маю, Кришна. Нет, почему я говорю об этом? Потому что вот как бы в духовном мире такое есть. Вот у Кришны, вот как бы был такой диалог, вот Кришна Радхарани. И вот Радхарани говорит, ты все знаешь, ты абсолют, тебя невозможно, как говорится, удивить там и тому подобное, но ты не знаешь мое внутреннее состояние, ты не знаешь, что это такое, ну вот, мое вот, внутри. И вот Кришна не сходит, он хочет принять настроение Радхарани Кришна, а может быть, когда я иду за Кришной, я тоже хочу, может быть, принять такое настроение, вот как у Кришны, потому что Кришна входит в эти все формы. Я хочу это.
Что What's the question?
То, что... Сейчас. Вопрос в том, что вы как бы из-за того, что Кришна исходит, и вы сюда идете.
Да.
That is it possible that a jiva comes to the material world because Krishna comes to the material world and takes different forms, and when this jiva she contacts with these material forms, she then starts to get
it's contaminated.
Yes,
the jiva doesn't come here because Krishna comes here. No.
Jiva не приходит сюда, потому что Кришна сюда.
Krishna comes here because the jiva comes here. He comes here to rescue the jivas.
Krishna
просто объясняет аналогию. Просто я что изначально что хотел сказать, что я слуга там в духовном мире. А Кришна здесь господин. Господин где хочет, там и находится. А я иду за ним.
Krishna is our lord in the spiritual world, and we are his servants. Мы его слуги, а дальше.
А я, ну, господин ходит, общается, где хочет.
And the Lord goes where he wants, and his servant must follow him.
А я за ним иду.
Wait, his servants what?
Must follow him.
But his, yes, sometimes Krishna does come with his Nichasiddha devotees to this material world. They come to assist him in his pastime. That's it. But you're falling to this material world, and the Nichasiddhas accompanying him in his pastimes are two different things.
Да, есть такое, что преданные, когда Кришна не сходит, его преданные тоже спускаются, чтобы играть, ну, участвовать в его играх.
Just like when the king visits the prison.
Но это то же самое, что когда король посещает тюрьму.
He brings his ministers with him.
Он своих министров берет с собой.
But that does not mean the ministers are prisoners.
Это не значит, что министры это заключенные.
And it doesn't mean that the prisoners are ministers. Do you understand?
How to understand who is a prisoner and who is a minister?
All right. So, there's very... What is the one thing is, what is the difference between Siddha and Asiddha? There's a big difference. Siddha is a perfect being, and Asiddha is an imperfect being. The person who is Siddha, he is the perfect master of his senses. He is Goswami. And the imperfect person, the asiddha, they are godas. The Goswami is the perfect master of his senses. Because he engages everything, mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals in the service of Krishna. Godas, he engages mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals simply for sense enjoyment. So anyone who is even slightly elevated in transcendental knowledge, can see the difference between Siddha and Asiddha. Because the Siddha is Goswami, and the Asiddha is Godas.
Один полностью чисто наслаждается, чисто просто, даже не думает, а другой кого вот служит Кришне. Вот если взять категорию, допустим, когда человек уже служит Кришне, то есть ведь он же, допустим, там соблюдает садхуну, там еще что-то, как бы он контролирует свои чувства, там все. Вот тут как ему разобраться, что вот он здесь, он, допустим, все-таки является слугой чувств, или все-таки он уже как бы ну, контролирует свои чувства?
It is easy to understand when there is karma and there is a devotee. There is a big difference between them. But when there are two persons who are both devotees and who are follow sadhana, follow everything, and how to understand in this...
Whether they are nichasiddha or sadhana siddha?
Who is siddha and who is a siddha?
Yeah, how you tell the difference between nichasiddha and sadhana siddha? The Nitya Siddha is Krishna conscious from the very moment of his birth. And the Sadhana Siddha, he becomes Krishna conscious after taking up the process of Sadhana Bhakti. Srila Prabhupada explains that even the Sadhana Siddha, if he fully takes up the preaching mission of Lord Chaitanya, he is to be considered Nitya Siddha.
становятся нищие ситхи.
Next question.
У меня второй вопрос. У меня второй вопрос. Вот Махарадж говорил, что как бы мы заняты, я имею в виду инициированные преданные, они как бы заняты в будние дни, а вот в выходные дни как бы они должны, когда уже время есть, все равно они должны присутствовать здесь, на Шримад Бхагаватам. И вот я, допустим, это я знаю это. И я как бы следую этому, а, допустим, я знаю, вот, а рядышком, допустим, инициированные преданные, которые не следуют, и знают тоже. И вот что мне в этот момент надо делать? Стоит ли ему как бы напоминать об этом, или просто следовать самому этому принципу и ждать, когда Кришна все же...
Is this a question or what? What's the question?
You have said that initiated devotees need to come to Srimad Bhagavatam class every day.
That's what Papa told us, yes.
But at work days, they can't, for example.
Who?
In work days, some people
no, can't. That's why I made the point. If they cannot come to the temple, then they should read Bhagavatam at home.
But he said, for example, the devotees who don't initiate, the devotees who don't come even at Sunday and Saturday on holidays, and they know it, should Prabhu remind them or wait until Krishna will give them the understanding? They know that they need to come to the class in the temple.
They already have the understanding.
У них уже есть понимание.
Да, да. Но они инициированные преданные, они не оставление этой Кришны.
Они инициированные
преданные, наставление духовного учителя.
They have their guru words to follow this, to come.
They have what?
Guru have said to them to study Srimad Bhagavatam.
The guru told them they should come to class?
Guru им сказал приходить в храм.
The founding guru, Srila Prabhupada, said we all must come for class.
Srila Prabhupada, главный guru, всем основатель, guru основатель, говорил всем приходить на класс.
The biggest guru, he said we all must come for class.
Самый большой guru сказал всем нам приходить на класс.
So if they have to go to work early, they, you know, but on weekend, everyone should come.
Но на выходных все должны приходить. And
if they're not working, they must come.
Если они не работают, они должны прийти.
Otherwise, what are they doing? Sleeping?
А в другом случае, что они делают? Спят?
If we take diksha, if we take initiation, then we don't follow the rules and regulations, that is a great disgrace for our movement.
Это большое... Если мы берем дикшу и не следуем наставлениям, которые мы получили, это большое оскорбление.
One should, if one takes initiation vows and then does not follow the order of the spiritual master, then that is a great disgrace.
Если кто-то берет инициацию и не следует наставлениям своего духовного учителя, это
If we neglect the order of the spiritual master, that is called nama aparad and also vaishnava aparad.
Если в таком случае это называется нама аппарат и вайшнава аппарат.
How can we expect to go back to Godhead if we don't follow our Guru's instructions?
Как мы можем вернуться к Богу, если мы не следуем наставлениям Гуру?
If I'm more attached to sleeping than I am in following the instructions of my spiritual master, I will take birth again in this material world.
Если я больше привязан к сну, чем к наставлениям своего духовного учителя, то я приму рождение снова в этом материальном мире.
We have to be very careful not to try to turn ISKCON into another version of Christianity. Christianity is I accepted Jesus, now I can do anything I want, and I'm going to heaven. We have to be very careful, we don't make ISKCON, well, I got diksha, now I can do whatever I want, I'm going back to Godhead. It's not such an easy thing to go back to Godhead. A Godas will take birth again in this material world.
Godas будет слуга своих чувств будет примет рождение в этом материальном.
Because he still has material desires.
Что у него до сих пор есть материальные желания.
If we want to go back to Godhead, we must become Goswami. We must bring our senses under control.
Если мы хотим стать Госвами, мы должны вернуться к Богу, мы должны подчинить свои чувства.
That means whatever order I have received from my guru.
Поэтому любой приказ, который я получаю от своего гуру.
I must follow that instruction.
Я должен следовать этому наставлению. Should he tell those devotees to remind them every time, or maybe
it depends. Depends on the relationship that you have with them.
Зависит от отношений, которые у вас с этим преданным.
Только в этом случае я могу как бы напоминать.
If they respect your guidance, then you should tell them.
Если они уважают ваше наставление, вы должны им.
But if they're not prepared to hear from you, they may just create offenses if you do that.
Sometimes we need to facilitate them also. If they are going to work and if they want to come, then they need to be facilitated with Srimad Bhagavatam Mangalarti and everything. Mm. Everybody should be coming.
I know, I was just recently in Bulgaria. And just to facilitate the devotees who work the jobs, they during on Monday through Friday they had the Bhagavatam class at 6:30.
У них класс по Бхагаватам 6:30.
So all the devotees who work job, they could come for the class on.
Поэтому все преданные, которые работают в течение понедельника пятницы, они.
Of course, there everybody was very enthusiastic. The temple room would be filled up in the morning for class.
Конечно, не все очень энтузиастичные, полностью зал заполнен.
On the weekend, it'd be really packed.
Huh?
On Saturday and Sunday, it was very full. And every evening, it was completely packed, the whole temple. Every evening. So you can see when I come to Tallinn, why I'm a little disappointed. I spent a whole month in Sofia with a packed temple room, you see. Силамея also.
Силамея тоже.
Just the other day, every class filled up.
Каждая лекция полностью заполнена.
But because you have asked me to come, I have come. Sri Vatsaprabhu wanted me to come.
Потому что вы попросили, Шри Вацапрабху попросил, я приехал.
Otherwise, I could have just come from Силамея on Sunday afternoon.
Но я мог просто с Силамея приехать.
Give the Sunday lecture and then go to Tartu. Because you have asked me to come, I have come.
And this facilitate means that to give lectures.
Facilitate, make
a little bit earlier.
To facilitate something means to make it easier, to give someone facility or the ability to help someone is to. To facilitate means to help.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
I am a grihastha. I am a grihastha and I work. I give some amount of money to the temple.
Thank you very much.
Мне старшие преданные сказали, что я должен работать на кармической работе, должен относиться к этому как к яге.
Elder devotees said that I must understand that my work is like a yagya.
Yes, it is. That's right.
Да, так и есть.
У меня такой вопрос. Хорошо, как мне относиться на работе с людьми, которые не всегда лицеприятны, обстановка между нами не всегда благоприятная.
Can you please tell me how should I feel about the people that aren't always pleasant at my work are
yes.
very bad.
Yes.
Negative.
You should understand that they are not always pleasant because they are not Krishna conscious. They're actually suffering due to a lack of Krishna consciousness. So you should think, is there some way that I can help them to become Krishna conscious? Just like you can bake some cookies and you can offer them to Krishna. And you can take them to the office and give everyone a prasadam cookie. I know, and that way they'll all become, that will make them smile when they get the cookie. I know one devotee, he was working a job, and
he says that it is impossible for him because he works in a taxi.
Oh, a taxi. Oh, that's very good. And you can make some nice CD. You play the bhajan, nice kirtan, or bhajan, Krishna conscious music when they're riding in the cab. And you keep some books in the cab, and you can sell them a book, preach to them.
He wants to understand this mind, the position of his mind when he works, how he must feel about these people.
He must have compassion upon them. He must think, how can I help these people to become Krishna conscious? You can give a cookie to every one of your taxi cab customers. Give everyone a cookie. What taxi cab driver gives a free cookie? You become the most famous taxi driver in all of Tallinn. They'll call you the cookie taxi driver.
Candy? Yeah. Offer candies.
Piece of candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can give a piece of candy. Offer the candy. Prabhupada said we could offer candy to the deities and then distribute it on Sankirtan. Yeah. So you can give him a piece of candy.
He wants to... Как пойти в это состояние?
Ну, какое у меня должно быть настроение в течение рабочего дня?
During his work day, what... state of mind he must have
Krishna conscious.
Сознание Кришны. A little bit more detailed or something simple.
You have every day when you begin your taxi, when you get in your taxi.
You should
pray like this. My dear Lord Krishna, today now I am driving the taxi once again.
Мой дорогой Господь Кришна, сегодня я вожу такси в очередной раз.
Please bless me that at every minute I can always remember you. How powerful you are. How beautiful you are. How renounced you are. How full of knowledge you are. How you own everything. And how there is no one more famous than you. Please bless me, my Lord, that I can remember your wonderful, unlimited glories at every minute.
Пожалуйста, благослови меня на то, чтобы я помнил твои
That I can remember that in within the heart of every one of my passengers, you were there as the super soul. Please bless me. I can remember that within the heart of every one of my passengers.
Благослови меня, чтобы в сердце всех моих пассажиров.
That you are residing there as the four-armed Paramatma.
Чтобы я видел, что ты проявляешься там как четырехрукая Параматма.
And that each and every one of these passengers is a lost soul who has fallen out of the spiritual world.
И что, чтобы я понимал, что каждый человек это потерявшаяся душа, которая
My dear Lord,
мой дорогой Господь,
please use me as your instrument.
Мой дорогой Господь, используй меня как свой инструмент.
To help bring these poor conditioned souls back to you.
Чтобы привести эти бедные души.
By giving them some prasadam.
Давая им немного просады.
By letting them hear some nice transcendental music on my sound system.
Давая им включая музыку трансцендентную.
And please bless me that I can convince every one of them to take a book.
И пожалуйста, помоги им.
About the science of Krishna consciousness.
Помоги мне, чтобы я мог убедить их взять книгу о науке сознания Кришны.
Please use me as your instrument to help these people come back to Godhead.
Господь, пожалуйста, используй меня как инструмент, чтобы помочь.
And please bless me that my mind will stay purely fixed in Krishna consciousness all day long.
Чтобы помочь этим людям вернуться к тебе, помоги мне, чтобы мой ум был полностью сконцентрирован на тебе в течение всего дня.
So if you will pray like that every day,
если вы будете молиться так каждый день,
you will become the most Krishna conscious taxi driver in the whole world.
Вы станете самым сознающим Кришну.
You become the happiest taxi driver in the whole world.
Вы станете самым счастливым водителем такси во всем мире.
There is an old Back to Godhead article written many years ago by my godbrother Purudas.
Есть одна статья в журнале.
He is now departed from this world.
В журнале «Вернуться обратно к Богу», написанное моим духовным братом по Богу, он уже покинул это тело.
Purudas was a taxi driver in New York City.
Он был водителем такси в Нью-Йорке.
The title of his article was «Taxi Tattva».
Название его статьи было «Taxi Tattva».
So, if you can find that, if you can read English and you give me your email address,
если вы дадите мне свой адрес мейла,
I will email you that article, Taxi Tattva.
Я вам пришлю эту статью Taxi Tattva.
Of how to always remain perfectly absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Как быть полностью поглощенным сознанием Кришны.
While you're driving your taxi all over Tallinn.
Пока вы разъезжаете по всему Таллину на такси.
Jayananda Prabhu was a taxi driver also, and he was became a very great devotee. Jayananda Prabhu.
The original ISKCON taxi driver was Jayananda.
Первым водителем такси ISKCON был Jayananda Prabhu.
The father of ISKCON's Rath Yatra.
Отец Rath Yatra.
Rath Yatra. And he in the early days of our San Francisco temple.
В ранние дни храма в Сан-Франциско.
He was the only devotee who was earning money.
Он был единственным преданным, который зарабатывал деньги.
The money he earned from his taxi driving was what supported the temple.
Деньги, которые он зарабатывал на такси, были единственными на поддержку храма.
And when he gave the Bhagavatam class in the morning.
И когда он давал утром класс по Бхагаватам.
He would just tell of all the adventures he had while he was driving the taxi.
Он рассказывал, какие приключения у него были, когда он водил такси.
That was his Bhagavatam class, Taxi Leela.
Это был его класс по Бхагаватам.
I told this passenger that, I told this passenger this, I had this realization.
Я сказал своему пассажиру это, я сказал пассажиру это, у меня была такая реализация.
So you have to, you can pray to Jayananda. He's the original ISKCON taxi driver.
Вы можете молиться Джайананде, он первый водитель ISKCON.
You can offer an arti to Jayananda every day when you get in your taxi.
Offer what?
Arti.
Arti. You can offer an arti to Jayananda.
Вы можете предложить Джайананде благовоние перед тем, как вы садитесь.
And beg his blessings that you can be fully absorbed in Krishna prema all day long while driving the taxi.
Просить, молить о его милости, и тогда вы можете погрузиться в сознание Кришны на весь день.
But when he had a free time, he would come and do service at the temple.
Yes, he lived in the temple actually.
А в свободное время он служил в храме, он даже жил в храме.
When he came back to the temple, he was fully absorbed in doing service.
Когда он возвращался в храм, он полностью был поглощен служением.
And because he was fully absorbed in doing service,
потому что он был полностью поглощен служением,
he was fully Krishna conscious when he was driving his taxi.
Он был полностью сознающим Кришну, когда водил такси.
So therefore, my best advice to you is this.
Поэтому мой лучший совет вам таков.
You must have very strong sadhana.
У вас должна быть очень сильная садхана.
Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Вы повторяете 16 кругов регулярно?
Yes. Are you initiated?
Вы инициированы?
Not yet. So, you have to have very good sadhana. Chant your rounds with great intensity.
У вас должна быть очень хорошая садхана. Повторяйте свои 16 кругов очень внимательно.
Whenever you're not in your taxi, you have to do everything possible to be Krishna conscious.
Когда вы не в своем такси, вы должны делать как можно больше, чтобы быть сознающим Кришну.
At every minute.
Каждую минуту.
And that will help you to be Krishna conscious when you're in the taxi.
И это поможет вам быть сознающим Кришну, когда вы в такси.
So, we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Maharaj Sankarsana Maharaj Ki Jai.
ISKCON Talendavatis Ki Jai.